My name is Josh Black. It is the 22nd of September 2009. Can I ask you to state your name, age, and where you're from, please?
My name is Lynn Ashton. I'm 60 years old, and I come from Skipton in North Yorkshire.
That's great. Thanks very much. How are you feeling today about this?
I'm quite nervous, but pleased to be here.
How did you hear about the plinth?
I heard about the plinth from a plinther who was selected quite early on, who's a member of a walking group that I belong to in Skipton.
And did you come down here today?
I came down here today on the bus. I left Skipton at 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm staying in a youth hostel tonight and going back on the bus tomorrow.
What are you going to be doing up on the plinth?
I'm using the time on the plinth as a tribute to my son, Mark. He was killed in a road traffic accident 18 months ago, and it was 2 days before he should have graduated from Durham University with a second-class master's degree in electronic engineering. It just seemed appropriate to use his time in his memory, because he had actually accepted a job offer from the BBC, and he would now have been working in London. But I'm aware that I'm not on my own. There are lots of other mothers who've lost a son recently, so I'm also going to dedicate my time on the plinth to them, but primarily for my son, Mark.
How have you found the last 18 months since you lost your son?
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, really. It's the parents' worst nightmare. That's all I can say.
How did it happen, and how did you deal
with it? It happened. It graduated on the Thursday, and we should have been going up on the Tuesday for the graduation. But he decided he would come home, and he wanted to have a vehicle back in Durham to bring all his stuff home at the end of term. He'd been helping at his girlfriend's church's village fete, and he was crossing across a busy main road in the car to get on the motorway to go back to Durham, and he was hit by another vehicle and was killed instantly, as I say, 2 days before the graduation. So, not easy, but as I say, I know that other people are having to go through the same thing that I'm going through, and you just have to take one day at a time.
What would you be doing if you weren't here?
If I wasn't here? Well, I have recently retired. I'm a district nurse, and I'm still doing some work as a district nurse on a through a bank basis in the Yorkshire Dales, so I might have been working. I'm a keen walker, and I would probably have been out walking in the Dales had I not been here today.
How, you mentioned that you're retired. When did you retire?
I retired shortly after my son was killed. I mean, that was the plan. You know, I was working really to help fund him through his 4 years at university. So the plan was that when he finished, I would retire, which I did, but agreed to go back and work just on a bank basis if they needed some help. So I just do that periodically as and when I'm needed.
How has your life changed?
It's changed completely, because the things that you enjoyed before, it's hard to find enjoyment in life. But we found, you know, my husband and I, just to keep busy, that's our therapy. As I say, we're very keen walkers, and we find walking very therapeutic. And of course, I've had to adjust to retirement as well, which hasn't been easy. I mean, sort of two major changes happening both at the same time. But we have a daughter, and she's a doctor in Newcastle, and, you know, we're thankful for her And she's been, you know, tremendous support since we lost our son.
How old is your daughter?
She's 26 and training to be a GP up in Newcastle.
You mentioned your husband. What does he do?
Well, he's a chartered engineer. He's now semi-retired, and since taking retirement, he's working just part-time at a local school as a technician, which is very convenient because he can walk to work and it's stress-free after having a very stressful job for many years. So he's sort of enjoying a wind-down period, really.
So have you always lived in Skipton?
No, we're both from, husband and I, both from Lancashire, the other side of the Pennines, and we had a 10-year period living down in Stamford in Lincolnshire. Very happy 10 years where my children grew up, and then we were moved to Leeds with my husband's work, and the fact that he was moved to Leeds involved us moving up to Yorkshire, and we chose to live in Skipton for the excellent schools that are in Skipton, which our children benefited from.
Obviously your life has changed very much. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
10 years' time? Interesting question. I don't know. I've no idea, but I just like to think I will be healthy, able to continue enjoying walking. And I'd like to feel I might be a grandmother, but who knows? That will be something I would look forward to.
Did losing your son change your perception of family and what is important in life? Or would you say that you had those values?
I think we had those values before. So, no, it didn't change our perception of life. You know, we don't feel wires. He died when he was at the peak of everything. He had excelled in everything he did. He was the vice president of his college. He'd done more for his college at Durham than any other student had ever done. That was one of the words the principal said to us. He was extremely well thought of, the fact he got his degree. He was up there when he was killed. So we've got a lot to be thankful for. We're just thankful for those 22 years that we had with him.
What would you like to achieve going up on the plinth?
I'd just like to feel that I could just be there, just as a tribute to Mark. I don't want to be too emotional up there, because it would be easy to be very emotional. But I just feel it's something that I can do as a mother, as a tribute to a son.
So have you got a crowd with you?
No. I was going to come on my own originally. And only last week I bumped into an old nursing colleague who felt quite strongly that she would come with me. So I'm here with an old friend who I'm very grateful that she's here actually to have some company. But I was prepared to come on my own until last week. I was coming on my own because my husband's working, my daughter's working, and I didn't think it was fair to ask friends to take time just for my hour down here.
On the website, you had to describe yourself in three words. If you were to able to expand on that slightly, how would you describe yourself?
Well, my three words were making a mark. I just like to feel that I was... How can I describe myself? I'm a grieving mother, I accept that. But I don't know what other words I can use to describe myself. I think it's probably better if you ask somebody else to describe me, but you know, I know I'm going through a grief process, and it's going to be a long time to come to terms with what's happened, but hopefully I don't think I ever will, really.
Is there anything else that you would like to say on the oral history record?
No, nothing else I can expand on, really, apart from what I've already said. But Anthony Gormley wanted the whole of life in Britain to be represented on the plinth, and I thought, well, this is an area that might not already have been represented, so I feel that I should be brave enough to go up there and represent, as I say, mothers who have lost a son recently. And that's what I'm going to try and do.
Thank you very much.